10.6 Federal Statutes, United States Code. There are three hardbound sources for federal statutes: USC, United States Code, USCA, United States Code Annotated, USCS, United States Code of Service. When researching federal statutes, always use the USCA or the USCS or both. While the USC contains only the statutes, the two unofficial publications, USCA and USCS, contain additional research aids as well. However, when citing the United States Code, cite to the official publication, even if researching in an unofficial publication of the code. Simply drop the A in USCA or the S in USCS. All three sources contain the U.S. code, and the code is the only thing you will ever quote from these books. An example of a federal statutory citation: Title 28, USC, Section 1204, 2006 in parentheses. When citing statutes, both federal and state, each subsection should be referred to within its own set of parentheses. For example, if the above statute had a subsection A and a sub-subsection 3, the cite would read, Title 28, USC, Section 1204, Subsection A, Sub-subsection 3, 1984. Narrator's note, or the more common reading in a real-life context would be Title 28, USC, Section 1204, A3, 1984. Session laws or statutes at large. Session laws, sometimes called statutes at large, are hardbound publications that collect the acts and laws passed by the state or federal legislature. Session laws are collected chronologically and arranged by year. The session laws will consist of many volumes, each volume representing the acts and laws passed by the legislature in a given legislative session. Rare occasions see references to session laws, typically in briefs filed with the court, but it is likely you will go your entire career without needing to reference session laws. Thus, you will not be required to learn their form here. However, for future reference if needed, cite to the title of the act if one exists, or the date of the act if a title is not apparent. The public act number, the year, serves as a volume number for session law publications. The title of the session law publication and the page number on which the act begins, if pinpoint citing, also include the page to which you are citing. Citation examples. U.S. Supreme Court cases, short form. Smith v. Jones, Volume 119, U.S. Reports, 476, 1972. U.S. Supreme Court cases, long form. Smith v. Jones, Volume 119, U.S. Reports, page 476. Volume 355, Supreme Court Reporter, page 932. Volume 412, Lawyer's Edition 2nd, page 828, 1972. U.S. Court of Appeals cases. Jones v. Smith, Volume 365, Federal Reporter, 2nd Series, page 138, 4th Circuit, 1971. U.S. District Court cases. Smith v. Jones, Volume 289, Federal Supplement, page 726, Eastern District of North Carolina, 1970. Federal statutes, always cite the official. Title 26, United States Code, Section 1278, 2006. State cases, long form. Kite v. Mott, Volume 241, Colorado Reports, page 524. Volume 448, Pacific Reporter, 2nd Series, page 814, 1979. State cases short form, Jacks versus Morns, volume 526, Pacific Reporter Second Series, page 694, Colorado Court of Appeals, 1981. State statutes, Colorado Revised Statutes, Title 19, Chapter 22, Section 302, 1984. Court rules, HRCP 30A1. That's the Hawaii Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 30A1, another way to read it.